You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Hearing Double Happy's Other's Way, which ties in very well to what we're talking about for Audio Culture today.
Indeed. We're talking about The Other's Way, believe it or not. But this song, I actually didn't know that this song was what inspired the name of the Other's Way Festival.
Yeah.
I found that out reading the article written by Gareth Shute, who sat right next to me. Hey,
yes.
Today, Gareth.
Our Audio Culture article, top at the moment, is Other's Way Festival.
Yeah.
And yes, Zach Arnold, who started the gigs that preceded the Other's Way Festival, which were also called the Other's Way. There were some club nights, and he called them after the Double Happy song, which he said he heard on Penny Black playing on BFM.
So full circle,
all
here
ties
we
together.
Are talking yeah. about it. Wow, that's a very, very cool story.
Yeah.
Now, the
yeah.
Other's Way is just absolutely unbelievably iconic festival. Like, that's just been a part, like a staple of the scene since it started up.
Yeah, it's funny that it started, like, if you read the article on Audio Culture, it started so haphazardly. Like, Zach Arnold, who you know from Sun Return Records, he was working at Flying Out / Flying Nun at the time. It was sort of the cusp of Flying Out even existing. Like, it wasn't a store, it was like their website at that time. It was just an old name that Flying Nun used to use to import records because they couldn't get paid out of the US in the 90s, so they swapped records in those days. So they started Flying Out, and then they turned Flying Out into their online store in the around 2012-2013, and so Zach thought, I'm gonna do a club night. So on one hand, it was a little bit to promote Flying Nun Act, but it was also just to have cool bands play around Auckland.
Yeah,
I remember those gigs at Wine Cellar. It was just like free pizza and
my
shitty band with Matt Crawley was supported by Phaser Days, our claim to fame. She was on her way up and we were on our way down. we said hello to each other. But yes, then but Ben Howe, who is one of the co-owners of Flying Nun and manager at the time, and Matthew Davis, who also worked for Flying Nun at that time, but now it's the Flying Out guy. Flying Nun had a relationship with Captured Tracks, which is like a record company in the US, and they wanted them to bring over Beach Fossils, which is a US indie band.
Yep.
And so Ben Howe was like, sure, I might make a little festival around it, because he was also the guy who helped bring Laneway to New Zealand.
Oh,
and
cool.
So he's like, oh, I'll make a little festival around it. And then he planned it all, and then Beach Fossils was like, oh, we're not coming anymore.
Oh,
he's like,
ouch.
Oh, I might go ahead with this thing, and I would just call it Other's Way, using the name Zach made, since it's already associated with Flying Nun.
How long before The Other's Way kicked off did Beach Fossils pull out?
Oh, like, I guess it was half a year away. But
it
wasn't like a, they never got on the poster, luckily, so it wasn't like a, your ticket will still get you to all these crazy local bands.
Yeah.
No, it was like before that, luckily. But I mean, Laneway did start like that.
Yep.
You know, I played Laneway in Melbourne in my youth, and it was just like Vulcan Lane, like it was an actual lane, and then some bars on either side of the lane, and then they closed the lane. And so it was a similar sort of idea. So you can see how Ben was like, oh, we can do that with the bars around K Road.
Yeah.
And that's just how Others Way started.
Wow, that's awesome. And kind of, what was the sort of period in between turning it from the club nights into the sort of full-blown festival that it was?
Well, it was just that. Well, I mean, Zach kept the club night running quite a while, long enough to do a big compilation with like a dozen acts and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the first festival started in 2015. And people should text in with their best times at Others Way and can even suggest a track. If they suggest a good track, maybe at the end we'll play their track.
Yeah.
Because we do have a couple of tracks that we asked, of course, you to bring up for this chat. And one of them was You Can Dance by Collision, which I was very chuffed to see. That's an absolute banger.
Yeah. So
why'd you pick that track?
Well, one of the things that I think will stick in people's mind about Others Way was the mix of like old, very classic bands and very modern bands. So Zach's idea to have like the best and new bands was one half of it, but they also got all these bands to do reunions. Like the first year it was like all Garageland, Solid Gold Hell, The Bats and people like that. And over the years, like Blam 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 and Pneumatics, these people just played random, you know, acts you never thought you'd see live again, like Headless Chickens or whatever.
Yeah.
There's so many over the years. But the one I found most surprising was Collision, which was this band from Tokoroa who were a funk band, and they got picked up by Delvaney's Prime and pretty much went to Sydney after about 6 months of being in New Zealand, recorded an album there that never really got played in New Zealand, but then became a like vinyl cult classic and featured on the album Heed the Call. That's a funk compilation that John Baker and Alan Parrott put out, and it sort of created enough interest that they were like, yeah, let's get them to play Others Way. And so this crazy band from like 77, 78 just totally in shock got the call to come and play, and they played at Samoa House. You know, the other cool thing about Others Way was all the crazy venues they pull out. Like it'd start at Whammy and whatever, Neck of the Woods, but then it was like Mercury Theatre and
super cool,
Encore Cabaret.
Pitt Street Church as well. That was the stage.
But yeah, check out Collision and we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah,
sounds good.
This is Collision, You Can Dance. Stay tuned, we're going to continue the Others Way chat. You're on Audio Culture on BFM Drive.
Yeah.
Collision, holy, You Can Dance.
Holy 70s. Collision, You Can Dance.
Yeah. Yeah, Gareth and I were having a passionate conversation about slap bass off, off air. So, sorry, Jack. We're back in this together now. Yep. But,
slap bass is so back.
It's yes,
like,
it is.
It's like saxophone. You know, it went out and then it came so back. Thundercat and people just like, well, I'm bringing it back. Animal Way.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're on the topic of the Others Way. Awesome, amazing, amazing festival. Really, only each one was around for just over 10 years. And it's, as we said, it's kind of started off with the sort of the smaller gigs at the wine cellar. What kind of made it really kick off around sort of the end of the 2010s?
Well, I think, I mean, it was such a great idea. And I think also, I mean, one of my favorite things about it was that it had the all ages kind of side to it as well. And like you say, when they started doing stuff in the church, it just meant the whole vibe could change quite different from just going around some bars.
Yeah.
Suddenly you have those other venues and you're sitting in a church and it's not about alcohol and it can be really quiet.
Yep.
And like, you know, I saw a really good Takahu set there and stuff. Mm. And even when the all ages stuff moved to like Flying Out Basement, it was cool. That was actually my gear down there. We still like band practice down there.
Oh,
and so
really?
I left my gear there and all the poor underage bands had to use my shitty drum kit. So I apologize if anyone's listening.
It's probably best for the underage bands to use those. I remember our first ever gig, Jack and I, we played a band together, was at Rockquest, and we had these beautiful Marshalls and lovely big Ampeg, like 6x10 bass cab. And we had no idea how to use them. So.
And you guys played it Others Way as well. How did you find that?
Amazing. So much fun.
Yeah.
It was our first festival that we played.
We did the all ages stage in 2023.
Cool.
Yeah. Alongside Melanie Fesh, Buzz, and the CMC.
Yep.
Sweet.
Which was really, really cool. I don't recall obviously the all ages stage was around, but I wasn't aware of it until we were on the lineup. So I was like, oh shit, this is super cool. So when the whole vibe of the whole day of the festival was really, really neat, just because everything was happening everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although I did have someone tell me that they were disappointed they couldn't get a beer at the All Ages show. And I was like, sorry, man. It's just if there was 6 or 8 other bars around here, you could go to for a beer.
Well, the first year they did it, 2017, it was cool as well. The Beths played it to close the All Ages stage, and only people with an only All Ages pass could go to that bit of the gig. So I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there was a drama of like COVID, though. That was.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2018, there was already a time they were thinking of cancelling it, and then COVID, they moved it. Basically, it happened on the fourth time. They cancelled 2021. Then 2021, they had to move it twice because of the November lockdowns.
Yep.
And then finally, the 2021 version of Others Way happened in 2022. So the posters had the like wrong
as
year.
As many
on
2022 events had. Just a bit of a step forward in time, I guess.
And then like 2022, they closed the road on Galatos Street for the first time. 2023, Ruben from Banish got involved, and so it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I think the idea with closing K Road in the final year was to make it so big that like sponsors and counselling and everyone would fall in behind it. But instead, I think they just found that everyone was just like, oh, we'll give you the same amount of money as last year, but no more. And they're like, nah. came to a sad end. It was such a great festival, and I think it just is a good reminder to people to go to these things while they're happening. You know, it's like the Princess Chelsea Balls, they're not happening this year, but that was a cool run. I think the one to see this year is probably the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra thing at RT Centre. That's not going to happen again. That's going to be amazing. Like, this orchestra that's filled with musicians from Tiny Ruins and the Beths and stuff.
Yeah, the absolute background.
It's like the craziest thing you'd be able to tell people, oh, I saw the drummer from the Beths playing in an orchestra. He's playing like whatever he plays. Didn't he play like clarinet or something in that? I can't remember. Yeah. So that'd be something not to miss. And even things like Auckland Libraries at the moment has their like exhibition on. That's closing soon. That's closing soon. So that's a free exhibition. And they're having like a gig on Thursday. Wi-Fi, the Maori musician who plays Tonga Poldo and makes beats.
Awesome.
It's playing at lunchtime.
Yep.
So, I just encourage people to go to these things.
Yeah, explore the scene.
Has anyone suggested a song?
No, we've got no texts.
Well,
my,
okay.
We will go with the one that I was going to suggest. Do check out Audio Culture. Yeah. Check out my article.
Yes, please do.
It's a fantastic read.
Yeah, lots of stuff on audioculture.co.nz.
Yes, and support local music as well.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was going to go out on Georgia Night because I just I really like Sia Grey and stuff, the final year, but one of the performances that really stand out is Georgia Knight, because she turned up with her little auto harp thing and her whole band didn't make it because they were stuck on the plane. And so she got up on stage, she had the whole band set up, and she even fake introduced the like imaginary people. Yep. And then she just impromptu had to just play the whole set just her in an auto harp.
Oh my gosh.
And she just really owned it, but it was really raw, and she could tell she was kind of that something was not quite right, and it just gave it such an intensity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so check out the song. And I think it also is a good night tune, going back to the
thing.
We have a listener in the building.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us again. We're going to play Desire by Georgia Knight. Thank you so much, Gareth, for joining us. That was Audio Culture.
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.